So this is our last Sunday together with Sunday school groups kind of contributing and happening, because what starts next weekend? What starts next weekend? Hope?
Holidays.
The holidays. Are you looking forward to that? Yeah. Are the rest of you looking forward to that? Oh, there was a wee bit noise. Are you looking forward to that?
Yeah.
I'm sure there are some people not looking forward to that, but we'll keep that on the down low. Because it always brings some challenges, doesn't it? So, what are we looking forward to over the summer holidays? Thanks so much. See the tattoo happens over the summer, doesn't it? I love the pipe bands. What else are you looking forward to over the summer holidays? What do you like about the summer holidays? Are you
chilling
out, just getting a lie in, not having to go to school, chilling, definitely. What else do you like, Fiona? Oh, brilliant. So you got a hot tub or you're going to bring that out into the garden. I'm impressed. Wow. Obviously, that's the place to come. Otis. You're going on a cruise. Oh, very nice. Very nice. I'm not going on a cruise, but I'm slightly jealous. But I'm sure you're going to have a great time. And I'm sure lots of us are planning on going different places, holidays. Anything else that you're looking forward to in the holidays, Samuel? Legoland! Oh, nice! I need to cough, sorry. Legoland, so we're maybe going on trips as well, either maybe local trips or faraway trips. Hope, something you're looking for. Having fun with maybe different people. So who are we going to do some of these things with? Who are we going to have fun with? You're not sure. Well, have a wee think. Who else might, who do we do these things with? Family. Anybody else that we do these things with? Friends, definitely. Anybody else you can think of? Well, we might also spend them with neighbours and things like that. We're going to do these things with people. And one of the joys about summer holidays is being able to spend some more time with the people that are important to us, to show them that we're interested in them, that we care about them. And that might be family. It might be friends. It could be our neighbours. You invite them round for a cold drink in this hot weather. Or maybe even a barbecue, if that's your thing. Well, in our passage today, Jesus came along and spent some time with someone. Who did he spend some time with? Can you remember? What was the person's name? What was the person's name, Harris? Jesus spent some time with who, though? Who else did he spend some time with? Can you remember? Tricky one. Zacchaeus, that's right, Zacchaeus. He spent some time with Zacchaeus. Now, you heard it in the drama, but was Zacchaeus a popular person? Was Zacchaeus popular? No, he wasn't popular because he was a tax collector. And so he took money off people and he gave it to the Romans. And that was bad enough, but he actually took more than he was supposed to take. And that meant that he got rich, people got poor, and people did not like Zacchaeus. But in our story, Zacchaeus has heard about Jesus and wants to go see Jesus. What do you think he might have heard about Jesus? What kind of things might he have heard about Zacchaeus? What do you think? You're not sure. Well, have a wee think and you can come up with an idea. What else might he have heard?
Well, since he's not popular, maybe he heard that Jesus can make him better, then he could be more popular and then he
That would be nice for him. It would. That Jesus might have changed. Jesus was changing people's lives, and maybe he could change Zacchaeus' life. What else might you have heard about him? That Jesus is kind and helpful. And he's like, I want to see this guy that treats people differently from others. What other things that might you have heard about Jesus? What stories can you remember from the Bible? Maybe that he stilled a storm, that he healed someone, he raised someone from the dead, that he multiplied food and thousands of people were fed. All these stories that happened. And maybe Zacchaeus was like, I want to see this guy. And so Zacchaeus gets along to where he knows Jesus is coming, but there's a problem, isn't there? What is Zacchaeus' problem? What is his problem? Can you remember? What's his problem? He's too tall? Was he too tall? No, he was too short, wasn't he? And so he decided to climb a tree because he couldn't see. And so he climbed up this tree to be able to see Jesus. And then something incredible, amazing, unexpected happened. What happened next in the story? What happened next? Yeah? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly. You remember perfectly. Come down. Jesus stopped. Jesus noticed Zacchaeus, talked to Zacchaeus, and said, Zacchaeus, I want to come to your house. And so Zacchaeus is like, well, I'm not going to pass up this opportunity. So he comes down and he goes with Jesus to his house, to Zacchaeus' house, and they have maybe a meal, maybe a banquet, maybe a party, because, you know, Zacchaeus is a rich guy. And so he has this, but people start grumbling, don't they? And people are like, oh, I don't like this idea. Like, Zacchaeus is a bad guy. Why is Jesus spending time with him? He should be spending time with me, not Zacchaeus. And at that point, Zacchaeus says this. Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I've cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount. He's saying, look, Jesus, Lord Jesus, I know I've done wrong. And I want to make it right. I want to change my life. I think that you are the promised king, so I'm going to start following you, and I'm going to follow your ways. And so he makes a change to his life. And I find it interesting that he calls Jesus Lord. He doesn't say, look, Rabbi. He doesn't call him a teacher. He doesn't say, look, wise guy, in a positive way. He doesn't say that kind of thing. He says, look, Lord. He sees Jesus as different, that he's the promised king. That means something. And he's heard about Jesus, but now he's experienced Jesus in person, as Jesus spent time with him and talked to him. I wonder what Jesus talked about. Probably the love of God and the kingdom, and how Zacchaeus needed to know more of that love and more of that kingdom in his life. And so Jesus says in response, I think he says this with joy just overflowing, today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is part of God's family. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Jesus is rejoicing that Zacchaeus is now in the family, that Zacchaeus has seen in Jesus something special and wants to follow Jesus, and so he's turning his life around. He's living differently because Zacchaeus had received something of God's love by being noticed by Jesus, Jesus spending time with him, Jesus talking to him, Jesus telling him of God's invitation to be part of his family if only he would follow Jesus. And you know that, as we've been saying today, is a crucial point of our service, but it's a crucial point of what we talk about in the church, in our Sunday school groups, that we want all of you boys and girls and all of the adults, whatever our age, to know that God loves you and that you are invited to follow Jesus and that he wants you part of his family and kingdom. The beginners, you sang so well with your actions, sang the song, Jesus loves me, this I know, because the Bible tells me so. Do you think Zacchaeus believed that God loved him before Jesus came? Do you think he did? Hands up if you think he did know that and he did believe that. Hands up if you think he didn't know that. I think that's probably the case. He'd be like, why would God love me? You know, I've done wrong things, I've done bad things. But here Jesus shows the love of God. And what about the people outside in our community? Do you think all of them, do you think the 18,000 people of the Upper Braes know about God's love, that God loves them? Do you think they all know that? Deep down here, do you think they know that? I don't think they do either. And that's why one of our church values is the value of share. Sharing our lives and the good news of God's love in word and deed. That we have to share that. And we share it by sharing our lives, by spending time with people, making space for people, getting alongside people, getting to know our neighbors, spending time with family and friends. And in that way, and showing that love and serving them, being able to tell them something, show them something of the love of God. Because that love is worth knowing. And so this summer, wherever you go, whatever you're doing, look out for those little opportunities to share something of the love of God. Because his love is the best love. His love is worth knowing and worth sharing. It's not just for us to keep to ourselves.